Hi. This week, the question on Bible Talk is this: are the Ten Commandments still binding? Now, please listen to this entire message before hanging up, or you may very likely draw the wrong conclusion concerning what we're about to study. So let's begin first by reading what the Ten Commandments were. In Exodus chapter 20, we find these commandments, and they are as follows. Number one, God said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Number two, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image." Number three, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." Number four, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." Number five, "Honor thy father and thy mother." Number six, "Thou shalt not kill." Number seven, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Number eight, "Thou shalt not steal." Number nine, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." And number 10, "Thou shalt not covet." These are the most famous commandments in all of the Bible. And although many people claim they believe in the Ten Commandments, very few actually practice them. Now, the question that we're asking this week is, are the Ten Commandments, all 10 of them, are they still binding upon men today? Well, first, I want to point out that if you are not a Jew, are you listening? If you are not a Jew, these Ten Commandments do not apply to you. God gave these Ten Commandments to the Jews and to the Jews only. He did not give them to all other nations. Notice carefully Exodus chapter 20. When God gave the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 and 3, the Bible says, "I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Now, who was God speaking to when he said this? Who was he giving these Ten Commandments to? He was giving them to the Israelite people, whom he had brought out of the land of Egypt. So if you are not a descendant of these people that were brought out of Egyptian bondage, then these Ten Commandments were never given to you to begin with. Again, notice in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, the Bible says, "Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep them and do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us who are all of us here alive this day." Now, according to this plain passage of Scripture, God did not give the Ten Commandments to the fathers of the Israelites. He did not give the Ten Commandments to the Gentile nations of the world. He gave them only to the Israelites who were brought out of Egyptian bondage, and he intended that only they and their descendants should keep them. These Ten Commandments and the other Old Testament laws were not intended to last forever. God intended from the very beginning that these laws would come to an end. Notice carefully Galatians chapter 3, verse 19. The Bible says, "Wherefore then serves the law? It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made." Now, according to this passage, how long were these Old Testament commandments supposed to last? Till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. According to verse 16, the seed was Jesus Christ. You see, God intended from the very beginning that the Old Testament laws and commandments would last only for a certain period of time, and then they would come to an end. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 24 and 25, the Bible says, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster." Now listen to that again. after faith is come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. In other words, no one but Jews were given the Ten Commandments to begin with, and those Ten Commandments would last only until Christ came. In Colossians 2, verse 14, the Bible says the Old Testament came to an end when Jesus died on the cross. And in Hebrews 9, verses 16 and 17, we learn that a New Testament came into force at the same time when Jesus died on the cross. Unlike the Old Testament, which was a testament only for the Jews, the New Testament is a testament that embraces all nations. It includes both Jews and Gentiles. In Romans 1, verse 16, Paul wrote, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Our obligation today is to obey the teachings of the New Testament, not the Old Testament. Someone may ask this, "Well, you know, if the Ten Commandments are no longer binding, does that mean that we may now steal and commit adultery and lie and so forth?" And the answer is no. We may not do any of those things. The reason all of these things are wrong is not because the Old Testament said, "Thou shalt not." The reason these things are wrong is because the New Testament forbids sinful actions. It's wrong to worship other gods today, not because the Old Testament Ten Commandments said, "Thou shalt have no other gods," but rather because the New Testament teaches this is wrong. 1 Corinthians 8, verses 5 through 6. Second, it's wrong to make and bow before graven images, not because the Old Testament Ten Commandments forbade it, but rather because the New Testament law forbids it. 1 John chapter 5, verse 21. Number three, it's wrong to take God's name in vain today, but not because of anything the Old Testament said. It's wrong because of what the New Testament says, James 5 and verse 12. Number four, the New Testament teaches that we should honor our fathers and mothers, Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3. And that's why people should honor their father and mother today, not because of anything the Old Testament said. That law was given only to the Jews, and it came to an end when Jesus died on the cross. Number five, it's wrong to kill today because of what the New Testament teaches. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15. Number six, adultery is wrong because the New Testament forbids it. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18. Number seven, stealing is wrong because the New Testament says that it's wrong. Ephesians 4, verse 28. Number eight, bearing false witness is sinful because of what the New Testament says. Colossians 3, verse 9. And number nine, covetousness is wrong because the New Testament forbids covetousness, Ephesians 5, verse 3. Of all the Ten Commandments, nine of them were brought over or repeated by the Lord and placed in the New Testament law for us to keep today. But we keep them not because they were taught in the Old Testament, but rather we are living under the Lord's New Testament laws. Of the original Ten Commandments, one of them was not brought over and required of people today, the fourth commandment, which said, "Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy." It was not given as a commandment to Christians. The Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, and we are not taught in the New Testament to keep the seventh day holy any longer. Instead, we are instructed in the New Testament to worship God on the first day of the week. In Acts chapter 20, verse 7, the Bible says, "Upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached to them." In 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2, the Bible says, "Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by in store as God has prospered him. Because the Old Testament has been taken away and it has been nailed to the cross, we are no longer required to keep the Sabbath day holy. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 16, the Bible says, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days." You see, the requirement for the Sabbath day has ended. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there are no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.